Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Some men develop incontinence as a result of being treated for prostate cancer. The condition can be temporary, and it may be just a matter of time before those muscles are strong enough again to control urination. Or it may be chronic and a possible long-term side effect of the cancer treatment. Regardless of the seriousness of the condition, help is available. Your doctor may recommend exercises or prescribe medications that strengthen the bladder and sphincter muscles. Many incontinence products, such as adult briefs, allow people to remain active and comfortable. Bedpans can be used to protect bed linens. There are also sheaths called condom catheters, as well as compression devices that can be placed on the penis. And for some types of incontinence, self-catheterization may be an option. In this approach, a thin tube is inserted into the urethra to drain and empty the bladder. The process is safe and can be done with minimal discomfort. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, where medicine lives. Through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of the state. Visit uams.edu.